This is the 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Each week, we introduce you to people in the Pittsburgh area who are striving to make their community a better place to live. The series is sponsored by UPMC, Life-Changing Medicine. This episode, Improving the Hill District Block by Block, A Lasting Impact for Youth in Crafton Heights, and Sprucing Up Allegheny Commons on the North Side. Our first story features Robert Bowden, a community organizer with the group Focus Pittsburgh, and was reported by 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode.
Robert Bowden grew up in the Hill District, watching his mother struggle to move her family from a housing project into a nicer neighborhood. Later on, as a young man, Bowden says he was just a typical guy on a corner. He had never considered college and held a job as the janitor at a jewelry store. Bowden says his attitude changed after an incident during one of his breaks on the job.
A manager came down one day, and I'm reading there, and he looked at me reading that book, and he went into the bathroom. It was the downstairs bathroom, and he took the brush that you clean the commode out with, and he wet it, and he threw it over on the table and splattered all over the book, the pages, and me. And he said to me, "That's not your job. You know, we don't want you doing that here. Your job is to go in there and clean that bathroom and get stuck."
That moment spurred Bowden to go to college. Eventually, he earned a bachelor's degree from Carlow University and a master's degree in social work from the University of Pittsburgh. Now, Bowden serves as the behavioral health community organizer at Focus Pittsburgh, a nonprofit group that runs a health clinic, provides free career skills training, and distributes free lunches to the homeless. Bowden is working to improve the neighborhood where he grew up, literally block by block. First, Focus Pittsburgh selects a block whose residents could benefit from social services. From there, Bowden visits the neighborhood, knocks on doors, and asks people what they need. That could be anything from healthcare services to home repair. Bowden says it makes economic sense to stabilize the Hill District one block at a time, and it helps to deter gentrification by outside developers.
If you can take $130,000, say, and stabilize, say, 20, 22 homes. Somebody might need a roof, somebody might need this, somebody might need that. And you compare that to one brand new, shiny new building, house. It's hard to build one for $120,000.
The Middle and Upper Hill neighborhoods together span nearly 400 acres in the heart of Pittsburgh, and the 2010 census tallied roughly 3,700 residents. With about a quarter of the population living in poverty, Bowden says economic strain has taken its toll on Hill District families. Retired Hill District resident Edie Ryan says Bowden helped her get new flooring and repainted the walls of her home, but she says his support goes beyond the merely practical.
He's a blessing. He's just a blessing. He's been just a blessing, and he's very concerned because he'll call me and say, "Hey, Miss Edie, how are you doing?" And I just explain, "Do you need anything we can do for you?"
Father Paul Abernathy, the director of Focus Pittsburgh, says Bowden creates lasting personal relationships with Hill District residents. Abernathy says Bowden once helped a local family through the immediate aftermath of a shooting on their block.
They were very traumatized, and they were greatly afraid. I remember that it was in that day that Robert showed up at their doorstep. And that was very important for them, because in that moment, they felt so incredibly alone. They felt so incredibly isolated. They feared even for their own life. And when no one else was there, Robert was there.
Bowden says his job can be tough, but he enjoys seeing the people in his neighborhood succeed.
So that's why how I know this was a good fit for me doing this type of work, because it's just in my spirit.
I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.
Next, we'll revisit my conversation with Pastor Dave Carver of The Open Door in the West End.
This stretch, this block that we're in here, was really downtown Crafton Heights back in the day.
That's Pastor Dave Carver of the First United Presbyterian Church in Crafton Heights. He's giving me a little tour of the neighborhood. Carver first came to the church 35 years ago, fresh out of college, and he immediately noticed something about Crafton Heights.
The neighborhood was filled with children and teenagers, and there was not any programming.
So Carver decided to do something about it. He started a street hockey league in 1983 that revealed lots of enthusiasm for youth recreation in the area. And in 1987, he took the next step by starting an organization called The Open Door. These days, The Open Door offers after-school programs, summer camps, and a recreational space to about 350 kids a year. But back then, just getting things up and running was a big challenge. The first step, finding a building. They settled on a structure down the street on Stratmore Avenue that had once housed a movie theater.
The building itself had been vacant for more than 20 years and was in horrible disrepair.
Carver would need to buy the building and pay for repairs. And at the time, the church was short on cash, so he had to look elsewhere for the funds.
I essentially wrote letters every month to everybody I knew.
Once the building had been purchased and was ready to be redone, all kinds of people helped out. Local parents and kids as young as fifth grade showed up. Labor unions, from plumbers to carpenters to cement masons, sent their apprentices to lend a hand and gain experience. Overall, Carver estimates that the church spent about $27,000 on the project, while in-kind donations and volunteer work covered almost $100,000 in costs.
So there's a rehabilitation of the structure, but there was also a re-engagement in the neighborhood, and there was an establishment of community that had not existed. And in some ways, the structure provided the vehicle for the establishment of community.
This summer, The Open Door offered a six-week day camp where campers participated in arts, sports, and field trips. Throughout the year, they also organized events like community cleanups in Crafton Heights and other neighborhoods in the west end of Pittsburgh. Pauline Bodner-Welsh, a Crafton Heights resident, is both a volunteer with the organization and the parent of a child who participates. She says the fact that older kids in the community help run the programs is a big plus for the youngsters.
Just the mentor aspect of everything. It's something that these young children need.
Executive Director Kristen Knuff says running children's programs isn't always easy. Problems from home or school can spill over. But as she puts it,
it is totally worth it every single day to face those challenges, deal with those hardships because of what we get to experience with these kids and their families.
Next week, the Open Doors After School program will start up again. Staff and volunteers will help students in kindergarten through fifth grade start the school year on a good note, with fun activities and help on their homework. Coming up, we'll head to the north side, but first, a word from our sponsor.
WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, is supported by UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Finally, Noah Broad catches up with Lynn Gloriou, who's been cleaning up Allegheny Commons the old-fashioned way for 25 years.
Allegheny Commons, Pittsburgh's oldest park, is a bit like a green oasis amid the bustling streets of the north side. The sounds of the streets press in from all sides, but a walk down the park's tree-lined promenade can provide a small measure of respite from the hectic reality of city life. It's also a crossroads in the north side, situated at the junction of three neighborhoods: Allegheny West, East Allegheny, and Allegheny Center. East Allegheny resident Lynn Gloriou seems to know and love every square inch of it, describing the flora she's cared for across the park each year.
And they had two rows of azaleas around it. And for a few years, I watered all those shrubs.
For the past 25 years, Gloriou has been tending to much of the landscaping in Allegheny Commons, and almost every day she picks up litter in what she calls her uniform. It consists of a broom, a dustpan, and a distinctive tan fishing hat with a chin strap. At any given time, neighbors in East Allegheny might see her sweeping up cigarette butts or engaging passersby with a friendly smile. Gloriou, a retired nurse, says she's happy to take on this volunteer role for her community. She says one of her most gratifying moments came when she inspired another person to clean up her neighborhood.
And she said, "I keep seeing you picking up litter. I was wondering, would that be okay if me and my friend picked up litter around here?" And I said, "Oh yeah, sure. Which street do you live on?" She said, "I live in Regent Square, but I work at the," she had a pirate, she works down at PNC Park.
Gloriou estimates that she spends about 10 hours per week sprucing up the park, coming out for an hour or two at a time in the evenings. And she's not afraid to deputize if need be.
When we get a hanging bag up in a tree, it just bothers me until I can catch some guys in a cherry picker, and I can ask them, "Would you please come in here and get that bag out of there?" You know, sometimes they'll just do it.
Gloriou's friend and colleague, Aaron Tobin of the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, says Lynn is one of the most dependable volunteers in her organization.
Every time I'm in the north side, if I'm driving by the park, I feel like I see Lynn. She's just, she's a figure of the park. So we're very, very lucky and grateful. I wish I had Lynns in every neighborhood that I worked in.
Gloriu says volunteering has allowed her to form a deeper connection to her neighborhood.
When I'm picking up litter, I meet interesting people. People talk to me when I'm doing this more than they would otherwise. And now, after 25 years, they know me, they know my hat. They say, did you go kayaking this morning? I get to talk to people that I normally would not have an opportunity to interact with. I like that a lot.
Gloriu says she can't imagine hanging up her broom for good.
This is my plan. You know how when people get old and they get have trouble balancing, you know, I have a broom and I have a dustpan. And really, I think I'll just go around like this, you know, and they will say, boy, she's still picking up litter.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Brode.
That marks the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in today. 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories is an ongoing project, and you can be a part of it. If you know someone who you think would make a good story for this series, you can nominate them on our website, wesa.fm/90. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. See you next time.